Please stand by, everyone. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Serko Limited Half-Year Results Announcement Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Darrin Grafton, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning and welcome to today's half-year results presentation for the six-month period ending 30 September 2019. My name's Darrin Grafton. I'm Serko's CEO, and I'm here with Susan Putt, Serko's CFO. On the back of our recent announcement relating to our capital raise and expanded agreement with Booking.com, I'm pleased to report that our half-year results, as reported as part of that announcement, remain substantially unchanged. During the half-year, we continue to increase our investment into our travel and expense platforms as demand for our products grew both within our home markets and new territories. We achieved a 29% increase in operating revenue as we continue to grow market share in our home markets of Australia and New Zealand, as well as growing our average revenue per booking, our ARPB, and this is in line with our strategy. We've made good progress in our Northern Hemisphere expansion, and we'll cover this off in a little bit more detail on the Northern Hemisphere expansion and provide an update on our ongoing activities over the next 20 minutes. You should have the presentation that we released to the stock exchanges earlier this morning in front of you, and we'll start on slide four. Susan is going to kick off shortly with an overview of the financial results for the six-month period. I'll then give you an update on the key strategic developments and cover the outlook for the second half. We will have time for questions at the end of the presentation. For now, I'll pass over to Susan to cover the financial highlights, and she will start on slide six.
Thanks, Darrin. I'm going to cover off our key financial measures that we report every six months. I will then go into more detail on some items in the following slides. While EBITDA was positive at 1.4 million overall for the period, Serko had a net loss of 0.9 million after tax, with the difference including non-cash items, which I'll cover on the next slide. Our operating revenue was up 29% at 14.7 million for the half, with 91% representing recurring product revenue sources. Core product revenues were up 38% to 13.3 million. Total income, including grants, was 15.2 million, up 29% over the prior period. Annualized transactional monthly revenue, or ATMR, which provides an indicator of future growth potential of Serko's annual recurring revenue, reached a peak during the six-month period at 26.2 million, up 35% against the prior year comparative. Total transactions across our platform grew 4.5% over the same period last year. R&D spend was 8.9 million for the period and was up 132% from the prior period, which shows the increased development that has been invested in the product for new territory expansion. Operating costs increased 46% over the prior period. Now, moving to slide seven. This slide shows a summary profit statement and the reconciliation of net profit to EBITDA. In the half-year to 30 September 2019, we generated EBITDA of 1.4 million, which was an EBITDA margin of 10% on operating revenue of 14.7 million. This is largely in line with the prior year at 1.5 million. The reconciliation between EBITDA and the net loss of 0.9 million primarily relates to non-cash items and includes fair value adjustments of 0.6 million related to contingent consideration due for the InterplX acquisition, depreciation and amortization of 1.3 million, as well as unrealized foreign exchange revaluations included in finance expenses. The adoption of NZFIRS 16 related to leases results in 0.5 million of rental costs being included in depreciation and interest expense from 1st of April 2019. We have made no reinstatements in the calculation of EBITDA related to this. Information on this change of accounting policy is disclosed in the half-year accounts released today. Slide eight now shows revenue breakdown by type of revenue and geography. Total operating revenue is made up of various sources: travel platform revenue, expense platform revenue, content revenue from commissions, and other revenue, which largely represents miscellaneous license revenue and services revenue. Travel platform grew 20% to significantly more than the 4.5% increase in transaction volumes of $2.2 million for the period. This reflects the uplift in ARPB that Circle is achieving through its transition to Zeno contracts. ARPB on reoccurring revenue was $6.05 for the period, calculated as total reoccurring revenue of $13.3 million divided by $2.2 million total travel bookings. Expense platform revenue at $3 million, which includes revenue from the Interplex acquisition of $1.9 million, continued to grow strongly at 238% for the half. The growth related to Circo expense was 22%. Content revenue from commissions earned beyond the basic booking fee remained steady against the prior year as the rollout of Zeno into new markets took priority over the integration of new content sources during the period. While not growing for this period, content commissions remain a core part of Circle's strategy to provide customers with a complete suite of end-to-end journey offerings. Accordingly, content commissions are expected to lift ARPB over time, primarily via the increased uptake of Zeno and the additional content available through Booking.com. Darren will cover more in relation to this under strategic updates. Total services revenue was down 20% due to development resources focused on the North American activation. In relation to movements in earnings in the various geographies, you can see that the growth is primarily related to North America and New Zealand. The North American revenue is related to the U.S. source commission incomes and the expense revenue from Interplex. New Zealand growth represents the transition of Orbit customers and the minimums that contract recognized over time in accordance with IFRS 15, revenue recognition criteria. Australian sources grew 10%, representing the high level of market share that Circle has in that market with limited transactional growth. Growth in this segment is expected to come from Zeno pricing uplifts. I now turn to slide 9, operating expenses. This slide outlines the categories of expenditure. Operating costs increased $15.7 million for the period, up 46%. This is mainly a result of increased headcount and the costs associated with expansion into North American markets, and also includes the Interplex operating costs post-acquisition. The number of full-time equivalents at 30 September was 208, representing a net increase of 35 FTEs, or 46%, since 31st of March 2019. Now on slide 10, research and development. This outlines the development spend, both capitalized, i.e. development, and expensed, i.e. research, during the period. During the period, total R&D spend was $8.9 million, up 132% over the prior half year, and represents 61% of operating revenue. The portion capitalized at 6.3% is up significantly over the prior period and represents 71% of total spend. These capitalized costs are reflective of the investment we are making in the developing our product to cater to new territories. This investment is backed by the increasing demand that Circo is receiving through the signed agreements for global expansion. The research costs, which were not capitalized during the period, amounted to $2.5 million. Net of government grants for research and after amortization of previously capitalized development, the product development costs expensed for the period were $2.8 million and represents 19% of operating revenue. I'm now going to pass you back to Darren to cover off our strategic update.
Thanks, Susan. So now we're turning to slide 12. As we've presented in the past, Circo has a three-pronged strategy of growing our customer base, increasing our average revenue per booking, and, of course, delivering market-leading technological innovations to underpin our platform for global expansion. We partner with global travel management companies, TMCs, who are resellers of our products in Australasia. These partnerships continue to extend to enable the rollout of Zeno and Expense into the Northern Hemisphere geographies. We've recently announced extended agreements with CWT, Flight Centre, and ATPI, as well as local TMCs in the North American markets. These organisations serve the managed corporate travel market. We're also partnering to target small and medium-sized enterprise to use our SaaS onboarding functionality to grow our share of the unmanaged corporate travel market. The Booking.com expanded agreement recently announced as an example of that strategy, which I'll cover in more detail shortly. Moving to slide 13, as announced at our 2019 annual meeting in August, Serco has an aspirational goal to achieve $100 million in annualized run rate revenue. This can be achieved through the 5 million transactions per annum in each of the target geographies of Australia, North America, and continental Europe, each at around the average revenue per booking of $7. ARPB was at $6.05 over the current half year. Annualized transactions are approaching 5 million within Australasia. In peak months of both May and October, the monthly transactions achieved in those months, if annualized by multiplying by 12, exceeded 5 million. The pipeline of previously signed business in North America lays a solid foundation upon which to build and achieve this goal in that region. The expanded agreement with Booking.com is expected to add to the North American market and the European pipeline of transactions. And the additional content that Booking.com can bring to Zeno is expected to further increase our average revenue per booking. I believe that Serco is in a strong place to execute on its strategy and its strategic target revenue. Turning to slide 14 to explain more detail on Booking.com agreement. As announced in late October, Serco signed an expanded agreement with Booking.com, which was entered into concurrently with a $17.5 million investment into Serco by Booking Holdings as part of the $40 million primary placement recently undertaken by Serco. Booking Holdings is a NASDAQ-listed company with more than 26,500 employees and the current market capitalization of USD 83 billion. It is fantastic to partner with Booking.com, the world leader in online travel and related services. Partnering with Booking.com introduces additional content to advance our aspiration of achieving the unified traveler experience, which will assist our corporate travelers with the simplicity and compliance while making our travel management resellers more profitable. The Serco and Booking.com agreement will accelerate our journey towards our vision of a seamless corporate travel and expanding our growth outside of Australasia. Booking.com is the world's leading brand of booking accommodation, which includes home share accommodation that Serco will now gain access to for its corporate users to book through Zeno. Other brands include Priceline, Kayak, Agoda, Rentalcars.com, and OpenTable. Serco will be able to access these through the expanded agreement, adding functionality to Zeno over time. Booking.com and Serco share the vision of the whole of journey management for the corporate traveler and believe that this will benefit the travel management company as well as the corporate customer. Following the completion of the initial development work, Booking.com is expected to offer and promote Zeno to its business travel customers. As additional development is completed over time, it is expected to include further content and further extend the availability to make rail bookings and provide optionality to offer Zeno in a number of additional languages. Serco has performed a test of translating its product into various languages and used the Maori language as an example, which was released as part of the Maori Language Week in September. While the Booking.com agreement is expected to assist Serco in achieving its medium-term aspirational target of $100 million in annualized run rate revenue, the expanded agreement is not expected to have a material impact on Serco's revenues in the current financial year to 31 March 2020. And this is due to the phased development work required and a performance-based rollout plan for Booking.com's global business travel customers. If achieved as anticipated, the expanded agreement is expected to result in a material uplift in Serco's revenue via increased average revenue per booking in the 2021 financial year and beyond. Turning to slide 15, and highlighting some of the other achievements over the period. We continue to grow our market share, and as mentioned earlier, we're nearing 5 million transactions in the Australasia market on a run-forward basis. We grew the number of corporations on Serko Online and Zeno by a net 327 over the half-year period. Over 1,300 corporate customers transacted on Zeno in the six-month period to 30 September 2019. Zeno transactions increased by 200% over the same period last year, and in September represented 13% of online bookings. This has grown again by 15% in October and is expected to continue to grow each month as TMCs complete their planned migrations. We've invested heavily in the Serko Zeno platform for expansion into the North American markets during the period. Serko now has live bookings in North America following the beta release in September. Custom Travel Solutions has commenced using the product and now has three corporates making live bookings. FCM, Direct Travel, and CWT are in the user acceptance testing phase. ZS Associates reviewed the product last year and were committed to using the product and are now using the system through Lux Travel, who are part of the wider Radius buying group. This agreement will allow 100 other TMC resellers of the group to also offer Zeno. Radius Group transacts approximately $30 billion in travel spend annually, and we expect transactions to grow in the second half of the financial year with the continued onboarding of new corporates. As signed, travel management companies complete their user acceptance testing and progress to our pilot to the pilot customers. The UK markets, while not material to the period today, continue to grow. Investment continues in Europe, however, at a slower rate than originally planned due to the prioritisation of the North American market rollout. It is intended that a portion of the proceeds of the capital raising will be used to now accelerate that development of the European market. As disclosed in the capital raise, Serko is also currently in advanced commercial discussions with a global payments provider to provide a similar white label version of Serko Zeno to its small, medium and enterprise customers, initially in Australasia with the potential to offer in additional geographies in the future. Commercial arrangements are currently under negotiation have not yet been finalised. Serko will make an announcement to the market in relation to this white label opportunity if and when discussions result in an executed commercial contract. Serko also continues to invest in NDC, or new distribution capability. NDC is a travel industry supported program launched by IATA for the development and market adoption of a new XML-based data transmission standard that enhances the capability of communications between the airlines, our travel management companies, and aggregators. The expansion of content and ancillary offerings, such as baggage and seat selection, through NDC offers new revenue stream opportunities through Zeno. Serko is committed to support this new distribution capability both by the direct connection and the global distribution system, and has announced NDC partnerships with Qantas, Air Canada, Southwest Airlines, and ATPCO's NDC exchange in the past 12 months. Zeno is now live with end-to-end NDC booking capability through Qantas distribution platform, or QDP, following a successful pilot with launch partner CT Connections. I now turn to slide 17 to cover the outlook statement. Serko continues to expect total operating revenue to grow between 20 to 40% for the year ending 31 March 2020. As previously advised, currency fluctuations and timing of customer onboarding will be a key factor in determining our final result. Growth in the same corporate customers or bookings, in the Australasia has softened over the past few months, which we attribute to a general slowdown in the Australasian and New Zealand economies and a slight decline in business confidence. Nevertheless, we have continued to grow revenue in our home markets, thanks in no small measure to the uptake of Zeno, and we continue to focus on the global expansion, and this will assist in Serko mitigating any local market slowdown. Serko continues to invest in its global expansion, particularly in the North America markets. The capital raising and the expanded agreement with Booking.com will allow us to accelerate the expansion, particularly in continental Europe. Cash burn for the six-month period was $5.5 million. Serko expects continued cash burn for the second half as development work is accelerated to support these new market expansions. Cash balances at the 31st of October 2019 post the primary capital raise with $48.6 million, with a further $5 million expected to be raised from oversubscribed retail share purchase plan, which closed last week. We expect transactions to continue to grow in the second half of the financial year, and with the continued onboarding of new corporates, as our travel management company partners complete user acceptance testing of Zeno and progress to pilot customers. The timing and extent of uptake by new corporates in the Northern Hemisphere markets is unknown and is subject to variables. A continued development of additional local content in these markets is expected to further increase bookings and support the migration of additional corporates to the platform. European markets are not expected to contribute material in the current financial year due to the prioritisation of the NORAM rollout. However, a portion of the proceeds of the recent capital raise will be used to accelerate development of the European markets, resulting in an FY21 revenue gains. Turning to slide 18, that completes our presentation. And before I turn to Q&A, as per slide 18, I draw your attention to our appendix slides after slide 18 for further information. I'll now hand back to the moderator to facilitate any of the Q&A.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please signal us by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause a brief moment. And we'll take our first question from Wasim Kiriswani with Jarden.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Can I just ask a question on the bookings relationship and whether you're able to offer any more colour around the mechanics of that, the expanded relationship, especially with regards to targeting the SME channel? Maybe sort of outline what that opportunity looks like and the kind of sales strategy and whether the revenue model for that will differ to your existing revenue model.
What we can confirm is that it's based on our current agreement model, which is a revenue share agreement with Booking.com, and it'll be under the Booking for Business brand rollout. And that the model of how that goes to market is still being worked on with Booking.com. It is envisaged to start rollouts in the early calendar year of 2020.
Okay, great. And any sense of sort of the opportunity in terms of the number of SME clients that you know you think sort of could fall in that target market across some of Booking's existing markets?
Yeah, the current range is around a half million to a million corporates, small SMEs.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Just a reminder to our audience, star one, if you have a question or comment at this time, that's star one, and we'll pause another brief moment. It appears we have no further questions in our queue, but just a final reminder, it is star one if you have a question or comment at this time. And we do have another question in our queue from Alex McLean with Bell Potter.
Morning, guys. I just had a quick question around the impact of Interplex on those expense revenues. Can you single out what the impact there was, and then also coming up along from that, how much success are you having with the expense platform outside of those clients?
So we disclosed it just in the conversation here, it was about 1.9 million is what Interplex added to that mix.
Yep.
And we're seeing growth on the current platform around 22% in there, so still growing well on customer attrition. We've got some big brands such as Regis Worldwide that are about to come onto the platform as well, which starts in the next month or so as well across there. So yes, and in the Interplex sort of model, we're bringing together, of course, all of the two platforms of Serco Expense and Interplex into Zeno Expense as one single platform. So we'll end up early to mid next year with a single platform.
Okay. Right. And in terms of average bookings per user, obviously I would expect that to go up with you guys converting more clients from just the Serco platform to Zeno. Are you seeing that in those metrics?
Correct, and also selling more expense to our existing customers as well.
Yeah, okay. Cool. All right. Very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It appears we have no further questions in our queue at this time. I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Grafton for any final or additional comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on the call today. We look forward to talking with you over the next few days for those who have scheduled investor meetings. In the meantime, if you have any questions, then please don't hesitate to come back to either myself or Susan. So thank you once again. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. That does conclude our conference call for today. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect your line.